Well, there's an event booked this Friday on the UWA campus that has upset a certain amount of people. A man by the name of Quinton Van Meter, Dr. Quinton Van Meter, who is the president of the American College of Pediatricians. I've never heard of him. Now, I've never heard of the American College of Pediatricians either, but the ACP, in further research, we find out is a small conservative group opposing gay marriage, opposing gender reassignment, vaccines, and even abortion. Dr. Van Meter's Perth event, this is what's happening on Friday night at the UWA campus, is titled The Transgender Movement, Its Origins, and How Social Theory is Trumping Science. My guess is that he's going to stand up on stage and speak to a number of people who have paid their money to attend the event at UWA, and he's going to discuss his ideas around transgender people, and they're quite controversial according to some of the feedback that we've been getting. Megan Lee is one of those people who believes this shouldn't be happening at UWA. She's the UWA Guild president and joins us this afternoon. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm good. Why should this event, Dr. Quinton Van Meter's Perth event, why should it not be held at UWA?
First and foremost, it's deeply hurtful to our LGBTI community at UWA. And furthermore, this doctor, his opinions and arguments are definitely thinly veiled pseudoscience, and he has rather dubious credentials, which is honestly outright embarrassing for such a research-intensive university to be hosting. Hmm. And furthermore, we strongly believe that his opinions aren't necessarily, you know, covered by free speech, but rather that they are hate speech, because he is fundamentally seeking to undermine the existence of another group of people in our society.
I don't condone what this man is saying. I don't know in detail exactly what he is going to say, but it seems like he's got a different idea about something than you, and you'd rather not have that idea heard on the university campus at which you attend. Is that as simple as it is?
No. So I would disagree. I think a university is definitely a place for free speech and discussion, but there is a difference between free speech and hate speech. The content of this event fundamentally seeks to undermine the existence of trans people. It is hate speech. It is the discrimination and vilification of a group of people. So I guess
the counter argument there, sorry to cut you off, Megan, with all due respect, the counter argument there would be just don't buy a ticket and don't go.
Well, I think the issue is a bit more complicated than that. The flaw in the argument here is that, you know, whilst he is allowed to have his opinions, the university is under no obligation to give his opinions a platform. The university not hosting this event is in no way stopping him from having his opinions or having his having the event. It's just saying that they will not be profiting off or dealing with organisations or people who are transphobic.
If the university was to knock back this event, which is supposed to go ahead on Friday night, does it not set a dangerous precedent for the university as to, you know, to dictate who gets to speak there and about what? Like, where do you, obviously the uni has to draw a line somewhere. We all accept that. Why does the line have to be here though? Like, why should the university bow to the pressure that you're putting it under? Because I understand you've started a petition.
I myself didn't, a concerned student who goes to UWA did, but I don't think it does set a dangerous precedent. Also, the university has already got a precedent of excluding people from campus, what with the 2015 issue of Bjorn Lomborg, who was a climate change denier. Again, this is a university where free speech and debate is encouraged. However, there is a line between having a fierce debate over something topical or controversial and allowing someone, there's a difference between that and allowing someone to flagrantly discriminate and deny the existence of a group of people. You know, the right to a platform is not absolute. You can have your opinions, you can debate your ideas, but once you start to outright vilify and discriminate against people, you've crossed that line.
Do you concede that the counter argument here and the noise made around this actually adds to the profile of this guy and his event?
I think everyone has the right to know that this is happening on our campus. This is a publicly funded university. There are many people in the WA community who are alumni of this university, so I definitely think people have the right to know what is happening on our campuses. But for the most part, I would not ever condone the propagating or promoting of what he is trying to say, as it is, like I said, you know, outright hate speech, not really something that's up for discussion or furthering the you know, debate on issues within our society.
Are you just trying to blanket free speech here?
Sorry?
Are you just trying to blanket free speech? Are you suppressing this person's ideas because they're different to yours?
No, no one's suppressing his ideas. I just would rather he takes his ideas off of my campus. So he's allowed to have his opinions, but I think, again, the fundamental difference here is that there is a difference between free speech and hate speech, and there is also the university has the opportunity to not give him a platform on our campus.
Megan Lee is the University of WA Student Guild President, and we appreciate your time this afternoon. I just wanted to let you know that we had some correspondence with the University of WA here. They've just gotten back to us, and I just want to read this to you. The university faces a situation which confronts universities around Australia and also in other countries. It arises when persons with views with significant sections of the university community find to be hurtful and offensive are invited to speak on campus. No resolution of such cases will satisfy all interests. There is, of course, a line to be drawn, and the university vehemently says that it does not endorse the opinions of speakers of any matters in which they are likely to speak. So do you accept that? That's come from, that doesn't say exactly whether it's the Vice Chancellor who's telling us this, but it's a representative from the University of WA. So that's the university's position. Do you accept that?
No, I think it's rather disappointing, and staff and students alike have been quite shattered with this response. Again, the university has a policy on transgender inclusion and acceptance, that everyone at UWA has the right to be free from discrimination and harassment, and in the same breath, they have allowed this event to go ahead on campus, which to me does not seem like they are standing by their own values and their own policies.
Megan Lee, thanks for your time this afternoon. University of WA Student Guild President, thanks for being a part of Perth Live.
Thank you very much.
922 11 882. Should people with controversial views be allowed to speak at universities in Australia, or are we suppressing freedom of speech by banning people like Dr. Quinton Van Meter? He's due to speak on the campus of UWA on Friday night. But if Megan Lee, the Guild President, had her way, that absolutely would not be going ahead. I'd love to get your thoughts. 922 11 882. It's 3:24.